Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I just did the most hilarious joke off camera, but no one's ever going to have caught it now. But here's my new suggestion. Every episode, we open it with a little chant.
Shut up, I'm talking. Shut up, I'm talking. Shut up, I'm talking. Shut up, I'm talking. Shut up, I'm talking.
Shut up, I'm talking.
Shut up, I'm talking. I'm talking.
That was pretty good. That was probably the strongest intro we've done yet. And you can vote in the comments down below if that is true. And if it is, well, we'll just feel pretty achieved, really. We're accomplished, yeah, even.
We don't know.
I'm struggling with words today. We'll get into that.
You're quite ill, aren't you, pal? You're under the weather. Why the long silence?
I don't want to get into it right now because I'm going to let you start.
Well, start with what is it you want me to start with?
Tell me about the worst
moment
of your week.
Our first segment.
Oh my God! You're taking the piss out of me week in, week out, and I'm sick of it, man. Just tell me about the worst moment of your week and don't do some silly shenanigans about, this is our little segment. They know it's a segment. They've been here.
Some might be new. Some might be new, man.
And they'll figure it out, man. Who do you think they are? I've done the same bit every week. You think they're idiots. Apologise to them now. Look at the camera. Look dead down the barrel of the lens and say, I'm sorry, idiots.
That's not really an apology, is it? That's calling them idiots still.
So you admit that you are calling them idiots?
No.
What's your worst moment of the week?
Oh my gosh. So my worst moment of the week, I was really, really tired, right? And I'd had a long day of hanging out. I've been playing tag all day. I was really tired. And then I go and sit down. And so there's a lot of people in my house, right? And I don't want them in. I want them to go. They've only been here for 30 minutes. I invited them back out of courtesy. You know when there's a load of people?
Well, you do this a lot.
I hate it.
You need to stop. Stop inviting everyone back to your house and then deciding when you get there, actually, this was something I didn't want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, but so I go, right, let's all go sit in the park, guys. Go sit in the park. What I knew is, what? Why are you looking at me?
Taking a breath. Sorry. So
he looks at me all funny.
No, I'm listening.
I've got something on my face, don't I?
No, I was taking a breath. So you went to the park and...
Should we just do this on the top?
No.
This has been terrible. All right.
You went to the park.
I went to the bar. So I go, right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get everyone to go sit in this park, right, and it'll test them because it'll be cold and then they'll go back to their houses and not come back to my house. So we go to the park, we sit in this little park, you know, Brighton, they just have these big like squares of green that aren't even really a park. One of these squares of green. And oh my gosh, Jack, about 25 fucking 13, 14 year old road men all come over and I go, oh no, this is the price I'm paying for leaving my house with all these people to get out of my house. And they all spot me and they all come over and I'm very tired. So all of them are like, oh. Now my worst moment of the week, for the record, is that moment where I had to brace myself when all of them saw me. You know, like in Metal Gear Solid, when you hear the big red exclamation.
The big alerts.
And they all, it was like 20 of them. That was the worst moment of the week. But it quickly turned around. Because it turned out my nonchalantness, I sat like this with my arm up on this bench and I would not move.
It was your pose that was doing it.
And they all came over to me and were like, oh, yes, Dominion, yes, yes, yes. Oh, how you doing? I just kept going, fine, fine. Can we have a photo? Okay. I was quite like that. That's how my voice gets when I'm tired. And then they started going, oh, can we have some money? £50, like Mr. Beast. And I kept going, no, And they were like, oh, £10. No. Oh, £5. No. And I just kept doing that. And then they walked away. And as they were walking away, I went, oh, do you want some money? And they all went, yeah. And I went, no. It was awesome. Aaron found that very funny at the time. I mean, you don't seem that.
I think if I was there, maybe in the moment.
I've got this great photo.
It just sounds like you're being very rude to some kids.
No, they were very rude to
what
me.
They needed money.
One of them.
Desperately, they needed it.
They were all like, there's about to be a battle. There's about to be this huge battle. Do you want to stay what? And watch it? These two warriors are fighting. And I was like, what?
What?
Two kids had a big fight. And I did stay and watch, yeah.
What?
I should not.
No, you shouldn't have done.
I shouldn't have thought. I wanted to know what was going to happen. And I saw it was, I'll tell you about that in just a second. Look at this. This is the photo.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, wow.
That's cropped.
You sat very weirdly.
I know, well, I refused to move. And they all just wouldn't leave me alone. But I didn't want to leave my bench because it's where I wanted to sit.
Yeah.
But then I thought, well, they said there's about to be this big fight. I went, well, you shouldn't be fighting, lads. And they went, no, we're going to fight. And I went, that's wrong. You have to resolve with words.
Are you just saying that now because you know that it looks bad that you stuck around?
No, I did say, oh, you shouldn't be fighting. And they went, and this guy, he sort of owned me. I said, you shouldn't fight. You should resolve for things with words. And he just looked at me and he went, sometimes you've just got to fight. And I was like, fair. Fair.
No, not fair. You can't tell if it's fair.
No, but you just said it with such like intensity to me, this like 14-year-old. So then I went far away, and then I watched as 20 more kids arrive.
It was a fucking gang.
A rival gang. And then two of these kids had this, and we watched from afar, just close enough that, no, it was still wrong. And we watched from afar as this massive battle went on, and they were swinging at each other. And there were these two lads in the middle, and they're all in a circle, like in the movies, man. And it really got me thinking, thank God I went to bloody Carlton Academy, where I didn't get beat up once. Oh my, could you imagine how I would have survived on the streets? I'd be dead. I've never been in a fight.
Have you never ever been in a fight?
I've been in a few headlocks.
I almost got in one fight, but I was saved.
How?
So there's a kid in school. We end up becoming good friends, so I'm not name dropping him out of forgiveness. But he was he was cruel to me in year 7. He would pick on me.
Oh, you told? I think you told the story on the podcast.
He would pick on me for being gay.
Okay.
Now, it's worth noting I'm not gay.
Well.
But he would pick on me for it regardless. and he would pick on me for being gay. And I eventually had enough and I lost my cool.
God forbid you get called gay.
There was a little messenger, because what it was, he had a friend who was also my friend. He was running in between and he came over to me. He's like, says this about you. I went, well, tell him this. And I was going crazy. I was like year 7. So I was just saying all the worst things I could possibly think of. I'm like, well, tell him his mum's a quack. I'm just like saying like the worst thing I can possibly think of, right?
That is harsh. Just because he called you a bit gay,
it's fine to be gay, but he was being rude about it.
guys,
there was slur
finally,
usage.
Finally, you need not have any more guilt. Jack Manifold has just confirmed.
No,
that it's
no,
fine
but like,
to be gay.
Obviously, it's fine to be gay, but I'm like. I'm getting picked on for. I don't like getting picked on, regardless of whether it's true, false, or what it's for. It's mean that they're picking on me.
It's not mean to be anyway.
They right. were picking them, no, but they're making a thing of it. They're like, you know, they keep coming over to me and taunting me with words. Right. And
if you're gay, don't make a thing of it.
That's not what I'm saying. They just would be. They wouldn't leave me alone. It was like harassment or whatever. Anyway, I called his mum, and he didn't like that. So he...
Reasonably.
Reasonably, really, but he had it coming. When I left the class, it was the last class of the day, when I left, I got outside and he's a lot bigger than me.
Oh, no.
And he shoved me real hard.
Oh.
And I was like trying to walk away. He's like, oh, do you want to sort it then? And he kept shoving me and I'm just trying to walk. And I walked the whole way. I was the other side of the school. I just walked the whole way to the gate getting shoved. I don't do anything about it. I didn't really know how to engage
with
this.
Yeah, that's hard.
So I'm just getting shoved sort of on and off throughout this walk. And I'm thinking the second I get outside the gates, he's not on school property anymore. So he legally can beat me. That's what I'm thinking. That's why I'm terrified. I'm thinking to myself, shit, the second I get outside these gates, I'm being beaten.
Oh man, I would be so anxious.
I was very scared, terrified, in fact. And then through some miracle, a car fucking rags its way into the school car park, pulls up, and his mum comes out. And she goes, boy's name. I'm not going to say his name. Boy's name. Your brother's broke his arm. We need to go to the hospital now. So he quickly just turns and he gets in the car and drives off. And then I burst into tears. I was like, shit, this is all well and good for now, but tomorrow I've got to face the wrath of this guy.
Yeah.
And I get in the car.
That's almost worse.
I'm distraught. I'm like, I go home. I'm like, tomorrow I'm getting beat up. It's like going to an appointment to get beat. Imagine you booked in at the fucking beater's office. I knew.
It's in the G-Cal.
In the morning, I knew I had to wake up, get ready, get my, like, clean my teeth and shit to go in and get punched.
Oh.
It was like, you know, it was a particularly miserable day. I get in.
Which is weird given you're into boxing now.
Well, maybe that's where it all stems from.
What you do.
But anyway, so I'm getting ready to go get punched. I get in school. It's a Flexi Friday. My school has Flexi Fridays. What that meant was instead of doing your normal timetable that day, you just had one lesson all day.
Really?
Yeah, which sometimes was really dead, but sometimes was really good. This day was a good one. It was PE all day.
Oh, God.
Just a whole 5 hours of running around. So we had 5 hours of running about to do. I get in, I think, shit, man, this is it. Luckily, there's only one break time that day. So I'm like, well, there's only one spot in the day it can happen. It's a shorter day. It's condensed down. It doesn't matter. Look, point is, I get in, I sit down, I'm thinking, and he comes and sits next to me. I think, oh, here he is to taunt me, saying how he's going to beat me later. And he comes and sits with me and he goes, yeah, I thought about it. I'm sorry for what I did. And he just apologized very sincerely and said he felt very bad. And then we were friends from that day forth.
Wow.
It's moving.
That is moving.
And yeah, we're still friends to this day.
Still?
No, we haven't caught up in a while. But if I messaged him, I think he got involved in drugs or something. So I sort of thought, all right, I'll leave you to the drugs. I'll start making Minecraft videos.
That was an emotional roller coaster. Given it's not even your worst moment of the week.
Well, no, that happened. Well, it was years ago.
Probably the worst moment of that week.
Oh, terrible. terrible Thursday.
Yeah. So mine was just, I watched a fight.
Yeah, well, I was almost in one once.
I know, and when there was that big fight of the two gangs of kids going, there was this one moment where they were going towards each other like hordes, and I thought, I should go over there, Captain America style, and go, stop! He didn't want it!
Stop
and
I fighting!
And I probably would have been able to, but I thought, nah.
Probably, I don't think Tommy Innit. Imagine
you're about to be in a battle and Tommy Innit rolls up and tells you to stop fighting. It would jar you.
It would.
But then I thought, do you want to know why I left as well?
That's like the equivalent of, like, if I was in school, if I was about to get in a fight and KSI rocked up and went, "Don't do it, man."
I'm not quite KSI, am I?
Oh, roughly.
Do you want to know my reason why I stopped watching the fight as well? Because we stood there for a while.
Did one of them get badly injured? You thought, oof.
No, I thought, you know, because they'll know I'm watching. The loser will feel so much worse knowing he lost in front of Tommy Innit. So I thought, I'll go.
You've got such an ego, man.
No, you would though, wouldn't you? If you, imagine you were in the biggest battle of your life. Would you feel better or worse knowing Tommy Innit was stood from afar? Like the fucking spectators in Squid Game. Watching. That's what we were above them like this. You'd feel what you'd want him to not be watching your great loss.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Sure.
I don't have an ego about me, but I understand that the 14-year-olds of this world, of this city, might have more respect for me. And I thought I would hate for them to be, you're looking at me like
downgrading from the world to this city was modest. That was nice.
You're looking at me like I'm a madman.
I don't know that you're wrong. I don't know that anyone else in your position would have thought of it. And I think that's I think that's what's getting me, is the fact that you had this thought.
I thought
is what's more mental about it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, well, what's your worst moment of the week then? You really want to get me started now? Are you ready?
Yeah, all right.
You caused me fucking problems. I'm ill, as you can hear. Oh, that was a mistake. It's all in my throat.
What you did was sniff a bit.
But I'm really ill. I got really ill. And this is why. Last week when we recorded the podcast,
I was really ill.
Tom was ill. And he said to me, hey, me and Molly come over to your house later and see your cats?
Yeah, but Molly wanted to see the cats. She needed a morale boost.
This is what he kept saying to me. And then when I got home, I was sat firmly on the toilet and I get a call from Tom. I pick it up because I'm not afraid to talk to Tom on the toilet. And he said, can we come round then? And but earlier in the day, you told me that Molly had gotten ill.
She had.
And I was like,
she got my illness.
I'm like, look, I know you've both been ill, but like, if she's just gotten ill, then she's at that early contagious stage. And I really don't want to get ill. So if you could maybe not, if she is quite ill, I would appreciate that. And then you said, I'm outside. So I thought, well, why did you ring to ask for permission to come in if you're already here? What am I gonna do? Leave you out there? I did that before once when I was in school to someone who did that, but I just couldn't do it today or that day. So I made you wait for a little bit because I was on the toilet. But then once I got off the toilet, I let you in.
Not too long either.
So. And then here I am, ill, days later.
We didn't even stay for very long either.
I had to cancel my plans on Friday. I had great plans. I was going to hang out.
You don't do enough hanging out, do you?
I haven't done no hanging out. I've been moving house and working. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to do sim racing. My new friend, Justin. You know Justin.
I know Justin.
My new friend, Justin, who I've not yet hung out with one-on-one. It was going to be our big first bonding session.
Oh, yeah.
Where we go sim racing together. I had to cancel on Justin. He probably thinks I hate him now. Probably thinks I want him to die in a ditch because of that.
I don't think Justin thinks that. Justin is cool, though, and he's forgiving, too.
Well, thank God it was Justin I made plans with and not someone crazy who isn't forgiving. But anyway, so I had to cancel my plans with Justin. And then I had the shits. I just painted my toilet bowl. It was horrible.
Oh no, come on. Because Molly said this to me the other day. She was trying to listen to me and you talk about food and she said she couldn't while she was eating because it was too hot. We need to make our podcast eating friendly, man. You can't, at least give a warning before you say shit like that.
Pause this bit if you're eating, finish your meal and get back to me.
How many seconds should they skip ahead with the 15?
I don't know, I've not said it yet. But that's the editor's job when it's done. Anyway, so yeah, terrible, awful diarrhea. Oh, I taken an Imodium. That was a bad mistake. Now I've not been in 4 days, something like
you
that.
Had to poo in 4 days?
No, because I took an Imodium. It blocked me up. It's supposed to stop you having diarrhea, but it just stops you having anything.
Do you wee?
Yeah, of course you have. Of course you wee. That's not your bumhole.
Oh, don't go on about it.
But anyway, so yeah, I felt awful. So I stayed in all day Friday, stayed in all day
Saturday.
So
you're really blocked up right now.
I'm not feeling great.
Probably full of
feces.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't
do you think that
about
a lot of you now is like poo?
Let's not talk about that. Let's not focus on that detail. If you want to be eater friendly,
well, anyway. No. You just said we're no longer. It's like when Ninja goes.
Yeah, but I think let's try and keep the segment to a minimum.
Well, you're the one that's all right.
You're the one who's going on. I'd moved on anyway.
Were you being snippy with me?
I am. Because you're the reason I'm ill. You called me
you don't
hardship.
For the record, one, we all went to a convention and everyone gets the con flu. Two, everyone...
It was too long after the convention.
Everyone has been ill.
You hear that?
Yeah, I did. Your big exaggerated cough. Everyone's been ill this week.
Yeah, and you were the literally one I was everyone. Near.
Yes, but I had... Well, no, that makes sense, actually.
And, well, it was probably Molly I got it off. Who admittedly I'd seen the night before, but...
And you came to that fucking party where everyone was there and ill.
Yes. But
so that was on you. How is that on me? You have no evidence.
Well, that's actually on our friend Danny for having a birthday, isn't it?
And she was very ill for it.
No one told me that. No one told me everyone when I got there was going to be
ill.
You
would have just skived this party if you'd have known that she was ill. Because
I would have skived.
Wrong.
Yes. If I knew everyone going there was ill, I would have skived.
That is so
wrong. I went for 30 minutes.
I know,
and I'm sure Danny appreciated that a lot.
She was pissed out of her mind. She probably doesn't even remember me going.
Oh, no. She wasn't pissed out of her mind. She was a bit pissed.
Anyway, I'm pissed off at you because I'm ill. I was ill all day Friday. I'd stay in all day Saturday because I had your Laugh You Lose with Ari and Simhadri.
So why did you have to stay in all day?
Because I didn't want to get more ill for my your Laugh You Lose with Ari and Simhadri.
Who? What?
Who is Grover from Percy Jackson, the TV series on Disney Plus?
Oh, well, great, man.
Yeah, he was. He was great. He was a great guest.
Well, I'm so glad
Good
that
vibes.
Your Laugh You Lose battle is thriving.
It is.
This all sounds like out of your own stupid volition.
No, I was ill and I didn't want to get more ill.
I powered fucking through and did two stand-up gigs.
That's how you get more ill and stay ill for longer.
It sucked, yeah. I stayed ill for longer.
Yeah, that's a very stupid idea.
It wasn't a very stupid idea. I've got better at comedy.
I didn't stream yesterday because guess what? Then I took a turn for the worse.
Oh my God,
because I did 6 hours streaming over the weekend. I took a turn for the worse. And then yesterday I was like, no, I need to recover for the podcast.
So this is like your small bout of energy before you have to go back to resting.
Yep. Guess what I'm going to do when I get home?
Rest.
Rest. Watch House. Ooh, we've got plenty of House talk on the Patreon.
Not talking about House. Wow, what a fucking hard
sell.
I've been
watching lots of Hate House MD.
Well, I'm sorry I made you ill, even though I didn't. How do I... rejigging this so I can get my leg up like that. Is that all right?
It's too high now. You've got to lower it.
I've lowered it, haven't I? I've obviously lowered it.
It needs to go lower.
I've craned it now. I've craned it.
Anyway...
Speaking of being ill, I've got a question for you. When I get really ill and get a fever, do you see the shapes?
What do you mean, the shapes?
Oh, it's really hard to describe.
Please feel free, given you wrote it down on the podcast topics, I figured you had something prepared to describe it. Because let's face it, the answer was probably not going to be yes. The topic wasn't go, Jack, do you see the shapes when you're ill? Yes. Good. Let's move on. Let's face it, that wasn't it. So come on, where's your explanation?
Okay, the only explanation I wrote down, was like the intricacies of an oil rig.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And textures. And it's awful. It's just awful.
I have no idea. What do you mean you see the shapes?
So basically...
Oh. Like, are you looking at normal objects and you're going, oh, and it's all made up of squares and triangles?
No, it's exclusively in my dreams.
Oh!
So it's when
fucking
I get into
well,
bed
that makes a lot more
and
sense.
I have a fever. But sometimes it blends into reality the first few minutes of waking up. And I go to bed and I have a fever. It's these like shapes and like triangles and squares and shit, but they've all got like pipes sticking out and they go between the pipes. And I always need to like build it. I have to build it, but I can never do it. And I always get tangled, but there's these horrible like bronze pipes, but it's this crazily stressful thing.
You just have to do a crazy stressful task with some shapes.
No, oh, Matt, it actually gets me flustered thinking about it. No, it's like this this crazy thing.
No, I think what you've done is you've described specifically your stress dreams when you're ill.
But they're insane.
I get like an idea of like, I have weird dreams when I'm ill. I had weird ill dreams the other day when I was sick.
But this is weirder than weird. This is like insane.
It does sound a bit surreal.
It's real. I'm actually struggling to... It's like, you know, the sort of like hyperdelic scenes in a movie when they all do drugs. It's like that, but rigid with corners. What?
What does that mean? Rigid with corners. So you're talking about like what? Like a kaleidoscope effect?
Yeah, you know, the kaleidoscopes are always like fucking circles and shit.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but with sharp, rigid corners.
So you see a kaleidoscope effect, but with harsher shapes.
Also pipes and shit. And it's three-dimensional.
What is three-dimensional?
The way you pass through it.
So it's almost like as if you're in a tunnel of kaleidoscope with pipes.
Have you watched Stranger Things?
No.
If I was to draw it, it would be like when Will like sketches out all the tunnels in season two and he just fucking, like, they just fall out of it. I'd look like a demon.
In fact, what the you've got your, this is not going to be great for the audio listeners. You're just drawing. Bit of ASMR for everybody. There you are. Ooh, maybe I'll do some light tapping sounds.
Like that.
Ooh. Yeah, that looks like a little guy, if anything.
No, it doesn't. It's the shapes. But that's not even a good way. There's so much more intricate than that.
There's so much more to them than that.
Yeah, but anyway.
But no, I don't get the shapes. I have weird dreams.
I hope one of our viewers gets gets the shapes. Because my mum gets the shapes. This is the thing. My mum gets the shapes.
Well, perhaps it's genetic.
Well, then it's like, should I even have a kid? Because I'll pass down the shapes to them.
And what is it that? Is it that? Is it that terrible? That's
terrifying.
Is it that terrible that it's not worth living? Life isn't worth living.
If I'm, do you know what it is? It's like having one eye shut. It's like, do you ever see something and you like, you forget? This is what it is. Shut an eye, look up at that light, and it, you can't tell how far away it is.
Yeah, it's, okay, so I've got no depth perception.
It's kind of like that, but like that, does that not, and like try and grab it and you can't reach it.
So your depth perception is wrong.
But also, but I'm, yeah, that's one of the many factors.
This is insane. You just have weird dreams, man. You know, I have a sleep. I have Alice in Wonderland syndrome. You heard of that?
What is it?
It's where when you, just before you fall asleep, usually, some people have it in their waking life, but that's not very common. The more common form is when you're about to fall asleep, your sense of scale gets all fucked up. So it feels like either you can feel like your body parts are like too big, or like the room shrinking, or like scale goes all weird. So but common ones for me is like my hands feel enormous.
Really?
Or my head will feel too big and I have to open my eyes and sort of reassess. No.
In like an ego way.
No. It's like it feels bigger than it physically is, which doesn't make sense. It feels abnormal.
Sometimes I look down at my feet and I'm like, I'm too fucking long.
That's a little bit how it feels. Yeah, that's not. Sometimes it happens on my phone. Sometimes I'm like, this is too small.
Yeah.
Or even now I'm talking about it a little bit. My hand got a bit weird. Oh, my hand got. I think I've like set it off by talking about it too much. I was like, look at my hand. I'm like, that looks too small. Something looks wrong with it.
Don't I have massive hands? Oh, they are. You just but also have massive hands.
I don't.
I have a huge foot.
You do have quite big feet.
I tell you what I have started having when I fall asleep now is I go, oh, I'm falling asleep. And I'm like, right before I meant to fall asleep, I'm like, and then I wake myself up again.
Oh, that's weird.
It's shit. I'm like really self-aware when I'm about to lose consciousness.
That's odd.
It's like right that second. But like I can feel I start like imagining weird shit and then I come back to reality. It's really weird.
That's weird. I have a lot. I do a very lengthy half asleep period now where I'm like still awake, but I'm dreaming.
No. Yeah, I have like a
begin
little bit
to dream.
Yeah, where like you just start imagining like shit I could never sit and imagine.
Yeah.
Like eight red like stuff.
They were so crazy you couldn't even name them.
I couldn't. And that's the thing with the shapes as well. It's going to be too hard. I feel like I've came off a bit weird.
Yes, but I don't think it's like, I hope
someone listens to this and I find like another.
I think you're describing it in two specific. I think the phenomenon of like having weird sort of,
it's like geometry,
surreal.
And it's rigid too, really rigid corners.
Yeah, I think the sort of specifics of it are the thing that are a bit.
It's what it was is I was driving through New Jersey and I saw an oil rig from afar. Or like one of them big gas rigs.
I'm not bored by what you're telling me about. I've said a yawn.
That was so rude. But I'm going to get through it.
Couldn't help it.
And I saw this big oil rig and I was like, oh my gosh, that's like the shapes.
That's been mad.
It's been 28 minutes and we've not even got past our worst moments. This is you slowing us down because you're ill. Let's, come on.
No, I mean, we have got past the worst moments. Your thing was the shapes.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Wrote it down as a whole topic. You wanted to talk about the shapes really badly.
I had quite a lot to say.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. I have something more for you. I simply wrote, I fear I may be violent and/or evil. You have to move away. Don't worry. I don't think I'm going to have like an attack. I just mean like...
have an attack.
I was thinking about it the other day about how much I enjoy boxing. Like I really enjoy sparring and like... I enjoy the thrill of the fight. And I thought, is that bad?
There's plenty of people like me. It's very primal.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like me. There's plenty of other boxers. I mean, all the people I'm fighting, I assume, enjoy it. Apart from that, there's this one guy that used to spar me a lot who really didn't seem like he was enjoying himself. He looked a lot like Mr. Beast. And every week, he wasn't new to boxing, but he was quite amateur. And every week I would beat him up pretty badly. And I just feel really bad. And he looked a lot like Mr. Beast to where it was like, really, I had this weird thing where I'm like, why am I beating up Mr. Beast? But I'd beat him up.
Yeah, you know why now?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. But yeah, so every week I batter Mr. Beast, but I enjoyed it. Can I say that? I enjoyed battering Mr. Beast every week.
What is it you enjoy? What, so you're worried? Are you like actually a bit worried you'll like harm someone?
No, no, God, no. I wouldn't just harm an innocent.
they'd have to warrant it. No, they'd have to provoke you.
Well, no, not even that. It's just like, when a fight, I'm moral, like, you know.
I'm moral.
Like, I understand that I'm only going to fight someone who wants to fight and in safe environments, and I don't want to hurt anyone, like actually hurt them.
But like, okay, well, why are you worried you're evil and...
fight? I enjoy controlled combat. Is that wrong? I just can't work out whether that should be... is that wrong?
What? It's difficult, isn't it? Because I like bed wars. But like, you know...
This feels like a step above, though. Have I gone a step too far? I think this is the thing. Everyone likes competition, and a lot of competition goes around, you know, sort of simulated combat. I mean, even chess is sort of simulation of war.
Sure.
But like... You know, I'm getting in there and I'm punching a guy. I'm just hitting him. And I know it's hurting him. It's hurting me. He's hurting me back. But that helps. When he hurts me, I go, yeah, I want to hurt you back now. You've hurt me.
Yeah, that is odd.
Revenge. I want to get, like, yeah, like I feel like I'm fighting at half capacity until they hurt me. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm going to fight you full.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
How do you feel? What? Really? Because I hate getting hurt. It's one of my least favorite things.
Yeah, but once they've hurt me, I'm like, all right, you deserve it now.
Even like a pinch.
No, I know. Well, I think you have a particularly weak pain tolerance, but that's besides
the
point.
But like, yeah, I
yeah. If
really
someone
do.
Hits me hard, it definitely unlocks like a level of like, oh, you deserve it now.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like I fight harder at that point.
See, that to me feels wrong.
It feels easier to fight someone who deserves it. The Mr. Beast guy didn't deserve it. I just couldn't ever bring myself to hit him too hard. He didn't deserve it, man. Every week he'd just get in there and get beat up.
Okay, who
anyone who hits me hard?
Okay.
You want to know where I realize this?
They have. It's not like...
You want to know where I realize this?
Yeah.
Tubbo started boxing.
Yeah.
And some weeks I spar Tubbo.
Fucking hell. On camera or just like...
No. Just when we're training.
I'd be filming that shit, but...
We filmed it once, but, you know, we'll just be... training. Yeah, yeah. And like Toho's, you know, relatively amateur, so we only do like very controlled, like technical sparring. But one week we were doing we didn't have our headgear, so it was just body shots we're allowed to, and just hitting each other in the stomach. It didn't hurt too much, you know. And I'm sort of giving him some jabs to the stomach, he's giving me some back, and I sort of press him into a corner. And I've learned that you learn a lot about someone when you box with them. You learn about their instinct. And what I learned about Toho is when it comes to fight or flight, his instinct is absolutely fight.
Really?
Yeah. Mine is freeze. I learned that. I've had to try and unlearn it. If I get in I remember once being in the corner and a guy just started wailing on me and I didn't know what to do, so I just let my hands down and just like allowed him to beat me up.
Mine is flight.
That's fair enough.
I love it. I love getting away.
Do you think, yeah, but you think that though, because I would have told you.
It's flight or freeze.
Yeah, mine's definitely freeze. And sometimes my legs buckle. That's never happened in boxing.
I once froze got when I saw Lady Gaga. That was what made me think.
Yeah. And that sounds about right. Where Tubbo, I remember the first time I ever sparred him, I went, all right, let's go.
If he'd seen Lady Gaga, he would have.
I went, all right, let's go. And he just came up, he just full, just walking Jesus. Forward and swinging. And it's like, when he gets panicked, you can tell that he's controlled, and then he panics and he swings. And that happened. I got him in a corner, I was about to punch him in the body, and he sort of forgot all the rules, and he just went, whack! And he just like, full force punched me straight around the jaw.
Serious?
I'm slack jawed, which is where you like hold your jaw loose. So it hurts really bad. He like full frontal just punches me in the face. I don't know if you've ever been like...
Never.
You had your jaw spun by Tubbo. Not only is it hurt, it really hurt. It's also a bit humiliating, right?
And you forgave him?
Well, no, because this is what I'm saying. In that moment then, I'm like, I could feel that I unlocked another tier of like, oh, I could really step into him now.
Really? You were like...
I didn't do it. I held back because it was Tubbo. But I could really feel, I felt the amp to go, yeah, all right.
Wow.
And it was like, and that's what made me realize.
That's
maybe
what made you a bit scared, that you felt...
I'm scared of the beast within.
If I felt that, like, I was going to harm Tubbo, I'd be a bit scared of myself.
I could feel that I wanted to in that moment.
Jeez.
He'd hurt me.
I
he really spun. He really, like, full.
No,
right,
he's strong.
Hand was,
he's a strong
and
lad.
He's very strong. He punches really
We've
hard.
We've all seen that photo of him where he's fucking.
He punches, like, incredibly hard. I remember when I first took him to my trainer, his first day, he was like, punches
people
really
that
hard.
People aren't too into us. It's going to be funny that we're doing all this talk about someone called Tubbo.
Tubbo, by the way, is a friend of ours who you wouldn't expect to be able to fight
or be strong.
But
he looks
strong.
Like he just roll everywhere. He doesn't look like he walks.
Yeah.
So you're surprised.
Tubbo really gives you an idea. He even sounds like a sort of, like a...
And he really fancies bees and now DJing.
Yeah. And really, really, really likes server networks.
Yeah.
He just doesn't strike you as the type of guy that would... His instinct would be to punch really hard.
No. But that...
And it is.
This is the thing. I think if he punched me really hard... I mean, we've had friends that have punched me before. Or, like, giving me a little shove.
No, he punched hard.
Yeah, I would struggle to forgive him.
I mean, no, because we're sparring. And, like, he apologised very immediately because he realised very quickly he wasn't supposed to hit me in the face.
That would be it. He'd have to work to earn back my forgiveness for a long time.
Well, I forgive
him. If you
him
punched me hard, you know.
It would
be average Harry in the chair. That's all I'm saying.
Damage the podcast for sure.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I...
What if you went in that chair? What if we had to do a coin toss to see who got to keep it?
What?
The podcast. If we fell out, what... You know, you don't just get to keep it by default. We'd have to probably do a coin toss.
Like...
No, I...
You put up a fight.
I would physically.
I know, and that would... That would only make things worse.
If you anger me, apparently I have a capacity for violence is what I'm learning, and that's why I wrote it down. I'm scared I may be violent and slash or evil. What do you think?
I'm just scared you are as well now too.
I think maybe I was harsh with evil. I think I might...
I think evil.
I might
harsh.
Have a capacity for violence, but I think I'm moral with my violence and therefore not evil. Because I only fight people in, like, sparring and...
Like how a Jedi only unveils his lightsaber when it's time he's ready to kill.
Mm. I think what I've learned is when I take a fight in the future, and if I ever take another boxing match, I want to fight someone I feel deserves it. I didn't feel that the guy I fought
that
deserved it.
Word.
He was really, really not, like so uncomfortable.
You'd actually want to fight someone you hate.
Yeah.
Wow. This is getting dark.
I'll be honest. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
I really want to fight Jack Doherty.
I don't know who that is.
He's this, like, twat on, like, Kick that, like, pranks people. He's just such a bellend.
Really?
And I feel like...
Why do you hate him so much?
I've seen him be such a prick to people.
I'd find Misgif.
He just crashed.
Sorry. No.
Little callback. He just crashed his McLaren, which one pissed me off. I love McLaren. Secondly.
Oh, God forbid people find out.
Well, please. Secondly, he, like, crashed his McLaren with his mate in it. And the whole time he's, like, so desperate to get camera angles of the thing. He's, like, not even checking on his mate, who is, like, bleeding in a rough spot, and, like, people are, like, trying to get his mate out of the car, and he's just going around like, dude, like, filming the car.
Really? How many subscribers is he at?
10 mil?
Oh, not 15. Sorry.
But either way, I feel I could...
Sorry, that was it.
I feel like I
that
could punch
big
him.
Head.
I feel like I would... He's, like, a person I would, like, yeah, I could punch him and enjoy it.
Why don't you just go on a walk and cool off?
No, I prefer to fight this guy.
Why don't you just, like...
People also pay you to fight him.
It's mainly the money, isn't it? That's probably...
It's not mainly, but it does help.
It really is mainly.
No one's going to pay me to go on a walk with him. Someone is going to pay me to punch him in the head.
I get paid to go on walks with Molly. I get paid in love in my heart. It's lovely, and we sit and read
it's not
together.
Cash, though, is it? You know what I mean? It's not cash.
I could just never imagine doing anything sporty.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, here's something. Oh, well, here's a direct opposite to that. So ever since we played tag with Matt Pat, well, yeah. When I say we, I mean just me and Matt Pat and lovely Stephanie, I then...
Why do you always say lovely in front of it?
Because
stop trying to hit on Matt Pat's wife.
First of all, I'm absolutely not hitting on her. That would be... Stop. Just well, stop.
That's why it is deeply inappropriate. That's why I'm
it's
calling
not.
You out.
I'm calling her lovely Stephanie because I forgot a name to her face, and so I want to make amends to that wrong I did. And also, Matt Pat and Stephanie would be an incredible couple to hang out with me and Molly. No, we'd be hanging out with them, really, in status.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
And they're just incredible. They're just the nice...
They are love. I had a great time. All the times I spent with them were lovely.
They're just the best. Oh, man. I'm just... Anyway, after I played tag... Oh, they were so great.
It's all right. Anytime you're ready, once you've stopped fantasizing.
Oh, they're just so wonderful. After I played tag with them, I went, yeah, tag's fun. So I made a big group to play tag on Saturday. And we're all playing tag, you know.
So I was ill, sadly, so I couldn't come.
Yeah, I know. Someone made me ill. Gone on about it, have you? So we're playing tag, right? And it's me and there's like six or seven of us. And we're having this amazing tag. And we're going to do tag on every weekend now. So if you want to show up, guys. How could you imagine like 100? It scales as well. It scales to the amount of people. We'd scale it if you all showed up. What? Why are you laughing?
I probably won't be there. Sorry, guys. I think I'm still ill that week.
You don't have to come. It scales to however many people there are, as long as there's three. But three was really hard, because it was me, Aaron, and my mate Lucas, and they were both quicker than me. So it was really quite sad for me. But then more of our mates showing up. Anyway, okay. We're in the middle of playing tag. And she must have been an eight-year-old girl. She sees all of us playing tag. She comes over and goes, can I play? And we all just I freeze. Wow. I don't run away, and I do not fight. We all freeze. We stare at her. And I go, yes? But where's your parents? And she points to her mum, and her mum must have just been just asleep on the seafront.
Right.
But she was just far enough that we could see her, but I was like, I don't want to feel irresponsible. Like, this is mental. Like, you know. But then she starts playing tag with us, and oh my God, she's so committed to it, and she's properly chasing us, and she starts going, na 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 na.
Oh, whatever, wow. Not,
she's toxic as fuck.
She's like, she's BMing.
You talk to our mate Izzy, and she could spot that Izzy is the weakest link as well. That's the worst part. And then she scales up. And then she starts doing it to fucking Aaron. Aaron of all people.
Yeah, Aaron is not the
big,
weakest
burly,
league.
Manly Aaron. You're going like that. And so, but we played. Oh my God, just the thrill on her face. And just the real raw joy. And, you know, it was the first time, Jack, as well. Out of all my friends, I was, not only because it was my tag, but I was kind of the adult. So I was sort of looking after her and making sure that she was having fun and asking what game she wanted to play. And, like, I was a point of contact. And I just went, what?
Point of contact was really, in the game of tag, you were her POC. I was quite...
I'm not a POC.
That, I must admit, the first time that ever happened to me, it really... Because I've only ever heard POC for person of colour. But then I went to a Meta event, and went, you'll meet your Meta POC there. I was like, what? And I genuinely, for about 30 seconds, fully had believed they had assigned every creator there a person of colour to go with them. And I was like, that surely... That doesn't seem right. And then eventually I clocked that POC must mean point of contact. But I really did think Meta had assigned us all a person of colour to go with. Which feels like weirdly objectifying. It just felt wrong.
Wow.
Like, I'm all for diversity, but that doesn't feel like the way to go about it was my problem. But yeah, it was a point of, it needs point of contact in some contexts as well.
Oh. Anyway, so I was a POC.
Point of contact in this instance.
And then, so that made me go, oh, that was just amazing. You know, I was a bit stressed that day, and I was just like, it just completely made my week. So I'm ready to have kids.
Hold off. No, because what you've done is you've done the best part of having kids, which is played with them and had a good time.
I'm brooding like a chicken.
No, that's all well and good, but you've got to bear in mind...
I only learned what broody means the other day as well. I didn't even know that was a word.
Yeah, it's when you want kids. But anyway...
A broody, mate. Fucking so broody.
That's lovely. And it's nice that you're beginning to feel that, but you've got to bear in mind that what you did is, again, you enjoyed the magic of having children, not the part where you have to, like, feed them and deal with them when they're, like, you know, and fucking take them to school and buy them shit. And you know, talk them through tragedy. Because when tragedy strikes, you've got to deal with it.
I'm so good at talking. You be a kid.
All right. It feels a bit weird.
Right, what tragedy do you want me to talk you through?
How old am I?
How old do you want to be, mate?
All right, when's this set?
What do you mean, when's it set?
Trying to pick a tragedy.
Well, you go for it, but I can talk you through anything.
All right, early 2000s New York. Hit me with how you would talk me through that. I'm an eight-year-old kid.
What's your name?
Jack. I'm not going to change my name.
Probably wouldn't call a kid Jack. You look more like a Sam to me. All right, Sam. Something terrible has just happened and you're going to be safe. It's all going to be fine. Now, we need to go help in any way that we can. Do we live in New York?
We live in New York, yes.
Okay. We need to go help in whatever way we can. You're going to stay here with your mother, Molly.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go help and see whatever way I can. Mm-hmm. You're going to stay here. It's all going to be fine. It's all going to be safe.
Okay.
But you just need to be calm. Have some fun today, all right? Take it easy. You're not going to go into school. I'm just going to take this day. It might even be the whole week you get off, okay? Something really bad has happened. Why? What?
I think might even be the whole week you get off. Was just like
no, because it's like you're trying to focus a kid on the optimistic.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's a good thing. I suppose the problem is I am an adult, so I'm seeing all the adult. I'm trying to put myself in the mind of a child. Please continue.
I feel like I've done great justice.
Continue. You weren't done.
Well, you asked me another question. I felt like I've said what I needed. Well,
I don't
to
think
say.
I have much. I asked why this has happened, and you. Well, wait, no, you didn't answer that. Why has this happened?
Oh man, I'm not even sure myself. In all honesty, I don't
that
know.
That scares me as a child.
It scares me as an adult, but that's okay because we've got our family, we've got this unit, and we're together here, all right? And we're all going to be safe here no matter what happens, okay? And your friends are safe, so it's all fine, all right? But we just need to make sure we're doing the best we can.
This seems reasonable.
It's a weird thing for an 8-year-old to say, but...
Yeah, nice, all right, yeah. Yeah, I'd say you did a good job.
I think I did a brilliant job.
Yeah.
I think you did an incredible job.
Yeah, you did a good job there, but the problem...
And this is why I need eggs.
What?
Sorry. I just keep saying weird things like that to Molly.
How's she been responding to it all?
She laughs.
Is she also broody?
Absolutely not. She is not broody. She does not want to do that to her body.
That is fair. You don't have to do anything to your body, really, other than...
I know. I was thinking...
The usual.
Yeah, don't call it the usual. It was horrible.
We're adults here, man. We're all adults here.
Yeah, but we're not pervy adults.
No, I'm not asking you to go into details. I'm just saying, you know. So, yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There is someone who actually did have a kid recently, isn't there? We owe them a big congratulations, Tom. Come on, clap with me. A big congratulations on the birth of your child, Logan Paul.
Yeah.
4 days ago.
Well done, Logan.
What else did he choose to do this week, Tom?
He beefed me, Jack. He beefed me all up.
Tom and Logan Paul had beef. I got a little involved.
You can't lie.
I got fairly involved, you know.
All right, what do you want to know? What happened? What happened? What?
Tell the audience. Right, you fill them in.
I'll tell you. I sent this post to the Streamer Men ages ago, which is our chat.
It's our little group chat.
It was this just horrendous. It's mad. It's Logan Paul like promoting Prime
episode?
Like this. On the Trump episode.
Which is already bad enough that exists.
It's him holding Prime and doing an ad read. And in the on the YouTube chapter, it's still under Gaza conflict, which is just like insanely
sensitive. Even if he hadn't done that, coming directly out of the Gaza conflict, directly into your Prime ad read is crazy.
It's like, yeah, mad. So I had that for ages in the Stream of Men. And it's all been kicking off with Dan. And I just thought, yeah, I'll throw this out now. Also, it isn't out. So at the time of filming this, my Vape Police sketch, which hopefully airs, is coming out tonight. And
hopefully airs. What's going to happen to it?
Well, I haven't rewatched it all back yet to make sure it's brilliant.
Ah.
You know what I mean? You know how the review process is, Jack.
Sure.
Get on Frame.io.
Yeah, another one.
But
no, well.
Yeah.
It's a little YouTuber inside joke. YouTubers are like the little Frame.io reference.
So I was like, yeah, I'll get this out. I've got that coming out. Feels tonal. And so I post it. And then it's the weekend, and I go, well, I'm not going to check it over the weekend.
You're not a social media guy these days.
I'm not on anything and go on the weekend. Nothing. I played tag. And then I went and played tag.
Oh, of course, amazing. Yeah, with an 8-year-old. Yeah, sorry.
It was
just what you did. Anyway,
And then I get in on Monday, and I have a look. And what he's done is screenshot my messages to him where I'm like, hi, man, hope you're well. That he's ignored of just me being polite and kind privately.
And I'm polite, like, and clearly just wanting to chat to him a bit.
Yeah, and so he goes, you're this fake man. And I go, well, I feel like you're actually showing a testament to my character here, okay. And you reply to him being like, what are you doing? And so he goes, oh, I know what I'll do. And he screenshots, and this is what I think, this must have taken quite a lot of time, to screenshot our DMs, scroll up, screenshot again, scroll up. He got three and he went, one more. Scroll up. He got four pages. Again, now over, instead of the past few months, the past years.
Yeah, no. Like, the most recent one was March of this year, which is still
it's a long
a good
time
while
ago. Yeah, so now he's got like, and now he's like, oh, yeah, you're clinging to me. And now it's just like years of testament to my character. And I'm like, okay. So then I quote retweet it going, are you stupid? Why are you doing this? And then he calls me fake. But at this point, I'm just like, and this is what I've been imagining. What is it like in the Paul household right now? Like, his missus is there with a 4-day-old daughter. And he's going, one sec, love. Why, you little... Screenshot. I'm like, how is that?
I can't envision it. It is a bit mad to be that hard-pressed. And not only that, but for somehow not understand... What baffles me is... Yeah, his tweet calling you out was him showing that you clearly once liked him. So, surely what I read from that was... Well, clearly he liked you in the past, and you've done something so bad that you've even managed to disappoint those who look up to you. That looks like you did something pretty bad, Logan.
Yeah, I found it quite... I think the main takeaway is it's been quite confusing for all of us.
I just don't get why you wouldn't see what he was doing as... You know, like, obviously,
yeah,
that's stupid.
And also, I think he's possibly just done it to distract from the original tweet, which is quite a lot worse.
I mean, potentially... He's done a good job of that. I haven't thought. I kind of have focused more on the tweets than the whole.
But it's just a bit like, I just don't get like how like adults. He's an adult.
Yeah, a lot of people got very annoyed at me for calling you a kid in the tweet. I'm like, no, but you got to bear in mind two things. One, all these texts are from a year ago where you're like 19. You're still like firmly a teenager. Secondly, like. To Logan, you are a kid?
Yeah.
Like, he's so much significant. Like, he's
just like, I love Maxi G's, but he's like 2 years younger than me, and you like feel that age difference.
Yeah, and it's like,
but I could never imagine.
He clearly, when you text him, knows that you're a kid who grew up watching him, who like admires him in some capacity. Yeah. Probably not so much now.
And I did have, like, you know, he's still been an arsehole publicly, especially up until I'd say the past few months where it's really, I've been like, no. But like, he's been so kind to me privately and like really given me some really helpful advice. And, you know, I spoke to lots of people. And so I was like, why are you acting? Like, I just don't understand what you're playing.
Yeah, like, surely the takeaway is like, if I've done something to the point where this person who admired me is now disappointed, clearly what I've done is wrong, instead of this guy's fake.
Yeah.
This guy clearly wants some likes on Twitter.
It's like, what?
Yeah. Very strange.
It has. But I've had a good kick.
It has been quite. I enjoyed my little my couple jabs.
We've done good, pal.
I had a great time.
I saw a great tweet. Molly showed me saying, "This is great. This is so good." Saying, "I think this is definitely Logan's worst moment of the week."
That's good.
That was good. For,
that is good.
Those podcast listeners, that was actually our first reference. Segment of the podcast.
Yeah, many people. Let's just do it now. I'm going to put out a public invite here for Logan Paul to come on the Shut Up I'm Talking podcast and settle this like men.
Well, yeah, but I'm glad to know that. But what if he starts on us? You've got to defend me.
So
we'll
right.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get Tubbo over there.
Yeah, we'll have Tubbo on standby.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we'll have him on. We'll settle it like men.
You know what I found mad when I went round yours before I made you sick?
Oh, you mean as you made me
as
sick?
I made
the
sick.
Exact day you made me sick.
Is these cats that you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just...
Oh, is that it?
You've said it a lot. You talked about it. I didn't envision you as like a carer. And I went, oh, wow, you're broody. Like, you have these cats.
I wouldn't call myself broody.
You're brooding.
I wouldn't say that either. I'd just say I have cats. But I do care for them. I look after them.
It just shocked me.
I had a real tough day with them yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Eleanor went away. She's gone back up to London for a few days. And I'm single parenting for a bit. It's been hard, man. One of them got into the garage without me realizing and managed to get into a box of treats and ate half the treats. And I worried. I thought, what if the treats can kill her? Don't know why they'd be able to. But I thought, what if eating too many treats kill? I'm just always worried that they're going to die.
Does it not just make you worried all the time, the cats?
A little bit. Yeah.
I think I'd be worried all the time if I had a kid or a dog. Like all of the time.
Cats are pretty self, like they look after themselves pretty well. And we have a lot of automatic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so like they have an automatic feeder. In fact, I probably should feed them in between this and the Patreon. I'll probably send some food down. I've got a little button on my phone and just go, poof, it gives them. I feed them wet food manually because that's the good stuff. But when I'm out, I just give them a little bit of dry food to tide them by. And
it
they
really
have,
is like a Tomodachi.
A little bit, if you want it to be. Pluto, the one that's usually my friend. Saturn is a bit nervous, so she sort of keeps to herself. And then Pluto is always my friend. When I sleep in the bed, she gets in bed with me and has a little cuddle when I fall to sleep. Not yesterday, man.
Oh, yeah.
She kept climbing up on my bar and scratching at my paint. I've got my painting all wrapped up. I've got this painting I bought. So beautiful original piece of art.
From Seattle?
I do have that one, but not. That isn't the one I'm talking about. I have two original pieces of art. I like original art.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to own. So I bought an original piece of art. It's on my wall. You saw it in the old house.
Yeah.
It's currently wrapped up. It's not up yet. It's wrapped up and the cats keep, or Pluto specifically, has decided she likes scratching at it. But on the bubble wrap, which currently isn't damaging it, but I'm like, you can't do that. So I do a big clap and they go like that. And then I go, don't do that. And I pick her up and I take her to a scratching poster. I'm like, this is for scratching. She wasn't happy about it. She kept going back up and I kept going, don't do that. I kept picking her up. And eventually I put her over at the scratching post. And as I was started walking away, she's chased after my feet and just clamped onto my feet and bit it a bit.
What the?
Not very hard, but she was clearly pissed off that I'd kept picking her up. So I was like, damn. What's all this about?
No food for a year.
No. But it was kind of funny. Like she was being quite gentle, but she was like expressing pissed offness. But then she went back over to the thing. So I picked her back up. I was like, no. She was trying to wriggle out of my grip. And I'm thinking, no, you can't do that. So I put her down. I go, you can't. I try and put her paw on the scratching post. She's not happy. I try to walk away. Then she comes at my feet again. But this time hard. All she's right. really going at my feet. And I keep
and
trying.
And when do you boot her?
You can't boot them. This is one of the rules. But anyway, she starts literally, and then she starts like, I keep trying to push her off. And she climbs up my leg. Like with her claws, she climbs up my leg.
Your raw leg?
I had these on. These exact. But it hurt. Let me show you this. I've got a little puncture wound.
Oh, no.
Just here. Look at that.
I can't.
That's one of my puncture wounds where the claws went in when she was climbing me. I went to push her off and she went hiss and hissed really aggressive and swiped at me. I thought, and she wouldn't get off. I thought, I'm engaged in battle with my cat. I don't want to hurt it. But I don't know how to defend myself. So I pushed her off and I sent her out of the room and I shut the door. I just thought, well, I'm trapped. I realized I've trapped myself, not her. I've done it the wrong way around. So I trapped myself in the room. It's like, shit, what do I do? So I got on with a couple of tasks for 10 minutes and then opened the door again. But now like she just followed me around for a bit. She'd like rub up against my legs as if she wanted me to touch it. But then when I did, she'd go, meow. And I go, what's wrong?
Don't like this cat.
And then she just kept following me out in any room I went in. She'd just follow me and stalk me. And then last night when I went to bed, she wouldn't share the bed with me. And I don't think we're friends anymore. Mm. Like, I think we've actually fallen out and I don't like it. She was my friend. She was the one that would cuddle me with me while I watched House.
You just can't be behaving like that.
No, it was wrong what she was doing, but I want to be friends again. I don't know how to reconcile. I don't know how you reconcile with a cat. This is me. I'm asking this for the comments. Please. This is my first time. These are like Eleanor had. They used to live at Eleanor's house before. They now live at our house that we share. And when Eleanor's not in, like I do know how to care for them to a degree. But when situations like this that are uncommon come up, I don't know what to do. Mm. This is the first. I don't know how to reconcile with cats.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, if I was watching you two fight,
You would do it from afar.
I would have done it from afar, and then I would have left. So the loser wouldn't have felt
such a
lack of respect. Whoever did lose wouldn't have felt less respected because Tommy Innit was watching.
I keep stroking her and she's okay with it, but she's not as affectionate as she once was. And I can't feed her no treats because she broke into the box of treats last night. She was having a bad day. She was being very misbehaved. So I don't know what to do.
Here's a question. What do you think would be worse? What do you think is generally worse? Your argument with your cat or my argument with Logan Paul?
I think from whose perspective?
Logan's.
From Logan's perspective, your thing is worse. My cat thing doesn't really bother him. However, from the perspective of us, let's go collective here. I think the Logan one, I don't know if you remember, it was quite easy on account of he's an idiot. And just everything he said made the situation worse for him and better for us. Where the cat did actually put up a bit of a fight. She clambered up my leg and I've got, every time I lean on this part of my leg, it hurts.
Yeah.
I've got injuries. But, I mean, you know, I still came out on top on account of I'm here. I'm breathing.
Yeah.
Still kicking.
What's your next point on your
I wanted to ask you, I had to scrap a video last week. I had to scrap a whole video because it went so wrong. We just couldn't salvage it. Happens, you know, happens, it's part of life. But I started thinking, I've scrapped a few videos over the years and I wondered how many you'd scrap.
I've scrapped a lot.
And what was your favorite video you've ever scrapped? Because I feel like that's interesting for the people watching because this is what you could have seen but didn't.
This is the maddest one. This is one that I always go straight to. You know my mod videos?
Yeah.
The first mod video wasn't going to be all of us beating the game. It was just us with the voice chat, like mucking around in a single player.
I think you told me
and
this.
Then,
yeah.
Like going on Hypixel. And I filmed it with Tubbo, Phil and Quackity. And it was actually quite crap. And you know when Tubbo stops enjoying a recording, he just starts killing people in Minecraft. He used to do that. He was just... It's his fucking violent tendencies.
That, I told
That's
you,
That's him
man.
Fighting. And he was just quite dead. And then I hadn't recorded my audio.
Oh.
So then the next one I filmed a few weeks later, but I beat the game. And that probably is the reason why the mod videos, it was definitely part of it. Because of progression. That was probably a big one.
Yeah, I think that's probably the only one that comes to mind for me. All my other ones have just been like...
Did you have one
like,
where you like went out on a boat with Phil? That one rings a bell.
I went to the zoo with Phil, but I posted that years later. But I...
sure. I seem to recall there being a scrapped nautical episode.
Nautical episode?
Boats.
Okay, that was sick. Oh yeah, I have an escape room one where we...
Well, I had to scrap an escape room video as well.
Me, James, and Tubbo went into an escape room, but we filled it with heaters. It was back when YouTube was like...
And you got really hot.
Yeah, and sweaty in a room.
Big game,
wasn't it? Yeah.
I had one just after COVID where like people couldn't travel where I was going to do an escape room, but Quackity was on a call and he had access to the CCTV and he was going to guide me. He was like, he was like essentially doing an escape room, but I was his little character.
Did he cancel?
No, he slept through it. And I hired out this escape room. I went there with cameras and everything, and he was asleep. My favorite one, though, was one that I did relatively recently. It was within the sort of era me and Eleanor were together. So within the last 2 years, which feels recent, I suppose. I didn't do as many vlogs in that period. I think that's why. Where I got... Basically, it was a TikTok that went really big because I got a bit too drunk at a gig, and people recognized me outside. And then a bunch of them wanted pictures and it was like causing a bit of a crowd and I wanted to sort it. And I was a bit drunk. And I decided if I just froze up like this and let people just come and take their pictures and then leave, it would be a quicker cue. So I just went and just froze.
That is odd.
And I went, everyone take your pictures and just did that. And then someone got their phone and I started filming it and just like from all these different angles and I'm just not looking at the camera. It's like really quite jarring. And they made like this little song and goes, Jack Manifold wax figure. And it does that. Anyway, TikTok does well. And I thought, what if I was a wax figure?
Oh, I know this.
So I got myself painted like a wax figure. Like they made me look like... No. This is
no, I know how the story goes.
They made me like a wax figure. And then we went to Madame Tussauds. And I went into the section. I just freeze up. I'm quite good at staying still, it turns out. And I was like just hiding Madame Tussauds. And then like... sort of making people not like jump, like not like jumping out at them, but sort of like revealing myself to be real. You know, like how the statue men do around like different towns. And I remember like, I was like sat on a bench at one point like this, like a girl like sat next to me to have a picture and I went like that. And like, she like freaked out. It was like really fun. But then I also was like, and she didn't see, this is what threw me off. And this,
why don't you just scrap this video?
Give us a minute.
All right.
She seemed to like, she had the picture with me and I thought, oh, but then she didn't seem to know who I was. And I'm like, that's fine. Not everyone knows who I am, but why? Then I had to be like, so why did you have a picture with me?
If you didn't know... statue, that you take photos of the man statues.
Yeah, but it, only the ones you know who they are. You don't just go to Man of Two Swords, like, I don't know what that one is, and take a picture with it.
Sure you do.
Well, apparently she does. So maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, did this video. But then the staff knew I was there, but they were cool with it. Then the security guard spotted us. And they're like, what are you filming this for? I'm like, it's like a personal thing. It's like a school thing. I'm like, yeah, sure. I just kind of kept going with whatever narrative they were giving me. And they're like, well, if we find this online, we'll, you know, you'll be banned for life. And they like threatened to sue me if I like posted this video because they don't allow waxing. They call it waxing. They've got a term for it in the wax figure industry. It's called waxing because they don't have the correct insurance. It might give people heart attacks.
Madam Tussauds.
So they said I can't post the video. So then we went out and tried to do a secondary bit of content, and that went even worse.
That is a stressful one.
So we couldn't post that one.
Are you going to skip?
I am going to skip over the second part and how that went worse.
Really?
I know you know why.
Not even
and you know
Patreon?
Full well why. No.
All right.
I'm too worried. It went very wrong. It went really, really wrong. And none of it's my fault. I really want to stress how not my fault it was.
Well, you give them this preface. No.
It really wasn't my fault. But it went really wrong. Maybe one day I'll speak about it, but it's not been long enough.
Yeah, it hasn't been long enough, to be fair.
It was too recent, and it went really wrong.
Right, Jack, how's our bloody worm doing?
Gosh.
All right, making the worm.
Hopefully
no,
better than
no,
me.
You're not. Oh, no, I'm debilitated one of the bottom legs of the worm.
Oh, put his legs.
Where are you, wormy, wormy, wormy?
Legs on.
Oh, I see him.
Where is he?
Hello. He's very clear today. You can see his scales. Is that scales?
I don't think they're scales, no.
Should I give him a tap?
Is he moving?
He fucking wriggled.
Let's have a look. I haven't seen them move.
Look, he's fucking moving.
He's perfectly still.
He was moving when I tapped him. Well, he's moving, he's moving.
Oh, he is. Oh, he is moving.
Wow. Well, yeah, well, better than ever.
Wow.
Or maybe pissed off that Tom kept tapping him, but he seems healthy.
Wow.
Yeah.
They moved.
Yeah.
And that's what you get. Why we have the fucking worms, man.
That's exciting. Right. Well, that's all the excitement over here today, but we've got plenty more on the Patreon. I got a story I actually missed, so we're going to tell that first.
Let's go over to the Patreon, Jack.
All right.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.